listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, September 21st, 2017. We have a lot of news today. Of course, more fallout from the earthquake disaster in Mexico, the massive storm in Puerto Rico. We're going to be talking to Joel Skousen about relocation issues. He's written the book on strategic location. A lot of people found out that they couldn't get out of Florida, and of course, Joel Skousen had warned people about moving to Florida. We got a lot of people still moving into the area. That's one of the reasons that there's so many problems, but there's not good egress out of the area. So we're going to talk to him about evacuation issues, about preparation issues. We're also going to talk to Gerald Celente about cyber currencies. Are they real? Are the paper currencies real? So we're going to talk to him about a lot of those issues. Jeffrey Jackson is going to be joining us on the program to talk about the HPV vaccine. It has fallen out of favor after having been mandated by many governments. Remember, Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, tried to mandate the HPV vaccine. We're also going to be talking about Catalonia. There's an election coming up October the 1st, but the Spanish government there, this election is about independence, about secession, and the Spanish government does not want that to happen. They've gotten very authoritarian, arresting people, shutting down the presses, confiscating ballots. And so I asked, what would Lincoln do? Well, we already know what Lincoln would do because he did the same sorts of things. We'll talk about the interesting parallels in history as they move forward with secession. Also, Obamacare Lite is coming up for a vote next week. We're going to talk about its chances of success as well as what is in it. And there's a special election to replace Senator Sessions, who's now Attorney General in Alabama. There's an election between Luther Strange and George Roy Moore. President Trump has thrown his support to Luther Strange, which is a strange move because this man has severe ethical issues. He's way down in the polls, and yet President Trump is going to go hold a rally for him this weekend. So we're going to take a look at that campaign as well. But let's take a look at some of the news here that is breaking today. We have reports in Mexico. There's a race to save people that have been buried, especially children, buried in a school. Rescuers are racing against the clock to reach survivors trapped under the rubble of a school in Mexico City that collapsed on Tuesday's earthquake. One is a 12-year-old girl identified as Frida Sofia, believed to be sheltering under a table, but rescuers say they do not know how to reach her. At least 21 children and 5 adults died in just one school that collapsed. A school was one of dozens of buildings that collapsed in the quake. So far, they have verified 230 people dead, but they're still digging people out of the rubble. In Puerto Rico, the streets are totally dark, and the governor there is warning that they may be out of power for months. The governor said, it depends on the damage to the infrastructure. I'm afraid it's probably going to be severe. If it is, we're looking at months as opposed to weeks or days. And if you remember when Irma came through, we talked to someone in Puerto Rico who was giving us a firsthand report. It skirted a part of the island. It was not a direct hit like it was in Puerto Rico. And what he told us was he said, the power is out, but he said, the power goes out all the time. He said, there doesn't even have to be a reason. We're constantly losing power. So with a fragile infrastructure like that, taking a major hit from this hurricane, it months may be a very conservative estimate. The North Korean leaders say that Trump's speech yesterday was, quote, a dog's bark. And this is coming from a guy who eats dogs while his people starve. In Venezuela, they're slamming Trump's speech at the UN by comparing him to Ronald Reagan. I guess they don't realize that's not really a hit on him with his base. And this is what the Venezuelan foreign minister said. He said, this racist supremacist theory sounds like Hillary Clinton, doesn't he? The Venezuelan socialists sound like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Imagine that. He says, this return to the Cold War, for a moment we didn't know if we were listening to President Reagan in 1982 or President Trump in 2017. And they think that's an insult. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh. What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or, in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, September 21st, 2017. We were just talking about the hurricane disaster in Puerto Rico and the fact that the governor said we may be without electricity for months. Consider that in Florida, you can't use your own solar power in a crisis. And they point out that the last hurricane to hit in South Florida tore through the area in 2005, killed power to 3.25 million of Florida Power and Light's then 4.3 million customers. So 75% of the grid was taken down. But after Irma, almost 90% of the grid went down. So from the last hurricane they had back in 2005 to Irma, the difference was 75% of the grid went down, than 90% in the last one. And they've been telling everybody they're going to harden the infrastructure. And this is a stronger hurricane than the one in 2005. But here's the interesting thing. Florida Power and Light has been lobbying the government there in Florida very hard to make sure that Floridians power their homes with solar powers, solar panels, okay? And they said, thanks to the power company rules, it's impossible across Florida, however, to simply buy a solar panel and power your home with it. In other words, you've got to connect to the grid. Then that creates some additional problems. Because if the power goes down and your solar panels are still connected to the grid and they're drawing power, they can put out quite a bit of power. That could be a safety issue for those who are then putting the grid back together again. So they mandate then that you must power down your solar powers. Solar panels, and because they won't allow you to have a switch that operates off of the grid, then basically you're down. So the real advantage of solar is that it gives you independence, that it basically takes people off of this control grid, because a control grid really is a tool of power control. And I'm not talking about just electricity. I'm talking about a lot of different instances of this. So it doesn't only just protect you by having a separate power source, but it also means that you are independent of this control grid. But they mandate that solar power customers include a switch that cleanly disconnects their panels from the grid while keeping the rest of the home's power lines connected. But during a disaster like Irma, customers are not allowed to simply flip that switch and keep their panels going. You must always and only connect to the grid. That's the insanity, but that's what happens when you have lobbyists. See, that's one of the concerns as we move forward about self-driving cars. There may not be really any consumer demand for this. There's only 1% of the people are buying electric vehicles, and that's a different issue. How the car is powered versus how the car is driven. But they're using the electric issue as virtue signaling. They're using that as a beard to really hide the issues of government control and of safety by the self-driving cars, or the headless cars, as we're saying that. So There's a couple of different issues here that you have to understand. One is, what do people want in the marketplace? Well, they don't really care, because only 1% of the people are choosing to buy electric cars, even with massive subsidies. So what do they say? Well, they say, we're going to ban other forms of power. So you'll have to buy that, because the consumers don't do it. And then they mask under the guise of CO2 mandates and of carbon mandates. They mask the true issue of control. And this is all being determined, just like it was in Florida with the solar powers panels, by lobbyists in government. It's going to be a few companies that are going to be very, very wealthy with this, not because it makes sense, but because they have political connections. You know, there was talking about products that make sense. Remember back in Spaceballs, remember the joke about Perry Air? You know, we've had bottled water, and that was really kind of a joke back when Mel Brooks made Spaceballs. It was kind of a joke that people would go out and buy bottled water. That was a new thing. And so he took it to the next level. He said, well, people are foolish enough to buy bottled water. And, of course, you can take one of the most popular early labels of bottled water, and if you spell it backwards, it spells naive. And so you take naive and spell it backwards, you'll see which one I'm talking about. So what he did was, he took the idea of canned air, and now that has become a reality. First, here's Mel Brooks in Spaceballs. He's taking a can out. He pops it, and he holds it up to his nose, and he breathes in, and they do a close-up, and it says Perry Air. And he's taking a sniff.
President's group.
And then somebody comes on the video monitor, and he drops it because he's embarrassed that he's doing that. He keeps it in his stash there. Well, this is actually happening now in China. Not making this up, folks. This is from Geeks of Doom. There's a couple of companies that are starting to sell this stuff. First one is kind of the low-rent version. This is in China. It's Chinese billionaire. His name is Chen Guangbiao. He launched his new product. He calls his cans of air Good Person Chen Guao. So he named it after himself and put Good Person there. And they have photographic instructions on how to use it. And when you look at the pictures, it's exactly what happened with Spaceballs. It's just like Perry Air. Each can of Chen's air cost between 63 and 79 cents. It's filled with the freshest air, as they report, reaped from the Wuhu country in China. The process is quite simple, he says. Chen puts a chip in each can, so the staff only needs to swing their hands three times to push the air into the can, which will close automatically when the chip reads that the can is full. So I guess you could say this is made by hand. And if you believe that stuff, we've got something even better to sell you. Because who wants air out of China when you can get air out of Switzerland? Remember, Sound of Music? That's right. The hills are alive with the sound of money. Because now they've got another Chinese company that is going to be canning air in Switzerland. And they're not going to be charging 60 to 80 cents. They're going to be charging $21 for a 7-liter can of air from Switzerland. $21. And it's got a mask so you can breathe it. It contains enough air for 120 breaths, about 10 minutes of use. And it's got its own face mask there. They said, this product is for a population who live with terrible pollution every day, a pollution that may shorten their lives and cause debilitating health problem. One can of Swiss air is not the answer to problem, but it is so nice to be able to breathe clean, fresh air even for a little while, said the CEO, Danny Wuer. He expects his new company to become a major world player in the new breathable air market. He said, I heard the London Underground was over 35 degrees this summer. I am sure they would love a breath of clean, fresh air down there. I know what it's like to have your nose stuck in someone else's armpit on the tube. He's already buying air from Canada and Australia, but he says, we feel Swiss Alpine air is better still. What will people think of next? Well, here's one from the U.S. Navy. They're going to use X Xbox gamepads to control the periscopes in submarines. Why not? Now, for all the people who say that there's absolutely no reason to suspect that it is faulty equipment on these multiple crashes that we've had on the multi-billion dollar destroyers and cruisers in the Pacific Ocean, that it's got to simply be human error. Consider the fact that they didn't want to pay $38,000 for helicopter-style sticks to control their new electronically controlled periscopes that have high-resolution cameras instead of the old reliable manual stuff with real glass optics that you could turn around manually. No. We're going to do it all by wire, and they're going to use Xbox 360 controllers. See, technology can actually be the worst enemy the Navy and America and our society had. But, you know, we can always open up a can of air on the subs, maybe. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight with Real News.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Thursday, September 21st, 2017. There's something in the air, folks. It's a kind of pesticide. It's a new pesticide. It's creating new issues. It's something called dicamba. And they're talking about the dicamba drift. No, it's not a South American dance. Dicamba drift is what is happening to wipe out massive numbers of crops in the Midwest. Monsanto has found that they can mix glyphosate and dicamba together as an herbicide that's very effective on basically killing everything, except for their genetically engineered crops. Isn't that convenient? And so this is part of what people have been talking about with glyphosate throughout the entire world. We have the Roundup Ready, because that's the brand name of Monsanto's glyphosate. They have Roundup Ready crops. These are genetically engineered so that they will survive, because they found that glyphosate, which is a herbicide, you know, these are the same people who brought us Agent Orange, essentially. So, you know, it's an herbicide and it kills the weeds, but it also kills the crops. But that's not necessarily a bug. It can be a feature. If you're looking to maximize your profits, you can sell people crops that are genetically engineered so that they alone can survive this poison that is being sprayed on the ground. Now, that's a great profit model for Monsanto, but do you see the problem with what happens to our food supply? What happens if, when they genetically engineer their Roundup Ready crops, what happens if there's something else that causes those crops to fail? Then, if they're the only thing that'll grow in the ground, we begin to starve. But there's other issues as well, because it puts farmers out of business. Once they poison their land with glyphosate and these other herbicides, they're not going to be able to grow any other crops other than the ones provided to them by Monsanto. And there's problems for the neighboring farmers who choose not to buy into that scheme. And that's what we're seeing now throughout the Midwest. And that's why they're talking about dicamba drift. They're mixing dicamba along with glyphosate. And mixing dicamba in gives them some additional control over weeds, over broadleaf weeds. So the combination of these two pesticides or herbicides together is more effective for a broader range of weeds and so forth. But putting dicamba in the mix with the glyphosate means that it is more easily spread by the wind. That's why there's talking about dicamba drift. And so there's all these articles that are coming out in farming trade magazines, dicamba drift, why now? Two reasons in Iowa, multiple reasons in the Mid-South. Farmers say it is nearly impossible to follow the instructions on Monsanto's dicamba directions. They say it is hundreds of pages of instructions, and this is what is happening with it. Actually, it's more than that. They say the document is more than 4,500 words. They demand extremely strict application. A farmer wishing to spray dicamba would have to know the exact wind speed and direction. They must have a specific pattern of a spray nozzle. They have to know the pounds per square inch of pressure. They must adjust the size of the spray pattern depending on the precise temperature. They must not apply dicamba during a temperature inversion. Farmers have to test that with a smoke generator. And they must triple clean all equipment after every single use, a process that takes more than an hour. That's just the beginning. Each crop then has its own list of particular things that have to be done with it. Now, if you don't follow all of those instructions, that poison that you're spraying is going to drift onto neighboring crops. And what we're seeing now in Illinois, they're seeing crop damage from dicamba by neighboring farms. It's destroying the soybeans in the neighboring fields. This is the spreading issue of this type of thing. And I first became aware of glyphosate because of what happened with my dog. You know, you talk about pets, they can be canaries in a coal mine. We had a dog and we kept him in our backyard. We had a fence, but he was kind of a escape artist and he would get out and he loved to run around. And I've never had a dog before or since that liked to eat grass, but he would eat grass when he'd get out sometimes. And our neighbors would have their lawns chemically treated. And you would see these signs, keep pets and children off of the lawns. Well, you know, they're using glyphosate. They're using dicamba in these lawn treatments. And he got sick. He got leukemia. And as we had found out about it, turns out that very day I heard a report about farmers who were using glyphosate coming down with exactly the same kind of leukemia that my dog had. And it's like, huh. I said, even though we were using protective clothing, we're still coming down with this. I thought that is very interesting. And so for that reason, I have always been interested in making sure that I have clean water. It's not just if you're on a system where they're putting fluoride in the water. But as I point out, even if your neighbor is treating their crops with this, now that they're mixing dicamba in, that glyphosate is spreading quite a bit. And it's not just going to be in rural areas where there's farmers. It's going to happen in suburban areas where people are treating their lawns. It's going to spray over into your area. It's going to get into the groundwater. You want to make sure that you have the ability to clean your water, something that's going to filter it out. That's one of the reasons why we sell water filters. You know, that was our first product here at InfoWars, I believe. It's the only one that I remember when I first started. It was before we started carrying all the supplements, vitamins, minerals, and other things. We had water filters because of fluoride in the water, because of glyphosate in the water. And you can get that out with the ProPure King water filter. It's now 30% off. And, of course, the same filter, regardless of what size water filter you get. This is the big one for your whole family, for the office. But it is 30% off. The other ones will also get out glyphosate. They'll also get out fluoride. They'll get out 99.9% of organic and inorganic contaminants, bacteria, and other things. You always have to be proactive. I mean, we're just now finding out about dicamba. This is just exploding just in the last couple of months. People are realizing that it is causing the glyphosate to overspray and to kill adjacent fields. And it's just like we saw in California when they found out that Shell and other people were getting rid of waste chemicals, telling people it was a pesticide, having them spray it on their crops. And then internal documents later showed that they realized that it had absolutely no use as a pesticide. But what it did was pollute the water. They're getting cancer clusters in the areas where that was disposed of. But they had people buy that as a pesticide, just like they sell their chemical waste for the aluminum process, their chemical waste for nuclear process. Those two industries have to get rid of the form of fluoride that we put into our water. So instead of having to pay to get rid of a very expensive toxic substance, they sell it to people and they put it in your drinking water. So don't wait to find out what's going to happen. Be proactive. 30% off ProPure King water filter, and you can get 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com if you use the coupon code REALNEWS. I just put that in at checkout. Real News, get 10% off your entire order. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about Obamacare. It's coming up next week. Are we going to do socialism properly implemented or partially implemented? We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We have several elections that are going to be coming up that are, I think, very important. We have one for the replacement for Senator Sessions. That'll be next Tuesday. Sometime next week, there's going to be a vote in the Senate on this new Obamacare Lite. That's what Rand Paul is calling it. I think that's a good characterization of it. It is the bill being put out by Lindsey Graham, and he's been making the rounds promoting this. And, of course, it does remove some of the taxes, but not all. And it doesn't really change the fundamental structure of this. You know, we had President Trump go to the UN on Monday, or Tuesday, and he said, the problem with Venezuela isn't that it is socialism poorly executed or implemented. He said it's that it's socialism faithfully implemented. And the problem with Obamacare, it is a strange mixture of fascism and socialism that we always have here in America, and it has been very faithfully implemented. And so the question is, where should we go on this? You know, there's a lot of anger and disgust with Republican voters because of the failure to get rid of Obamacare. And we had all these people who in the Senate had in the past voted multiple times saying that they were going to repeal Obamacare, and the exact same vote came up again. And you had people like John McCain and other GOP senators would not support it. Yeah, they did it in the past, but they would not do it now because they really don't want it to go. They were just playing the GOP voters. They were telling them, you vote for us and we'll get rid of Obamacare. They knew the GOP voters didn't want it, but they didn't want it to go away either. See, they want to keep these wedge issues that are always there. They've got a lot of different wedge issues, and they don't ever want to completely solve the problem. They don't ever want to go back and completely repeal the takeover of our health care. You know, if Obamacare was 10 steps forward towards full-on, single-payer, socialized medicine, then Lindsey Graham and company will offer us 2 steps back. But we're still 8 steps in. Or let's say that maybe it is 5. We can argue over the details. Maybe they took, maybe Obama took 10 steps forward and Lindsey Graham and company are going to take 5 back. We're still losing. It's still this ratcheting issue. Maybe a better analogy is that somebody is slowly poisoning us with arsenic. And we say, wow, this kind of tastes funny. I don't like the way this tastes. This is looking bad. I mean, we're getting Obamacare premiums are expected to spike 18%. An estimated 2 million more people will decline the costly affordable coverage. Yeah, affordable because you're going to tax medical devices. You're going to tax insurance. You're going to make people buy insurance coverage. If you're a male, go out and buy a single male. Go out and buy maternity coverage because you need that. No, you don't need that. You don't need to buy these Cadillac policies. They don't allow you the freedom of choice. They don't allow you to decide what level of insurance you're going to get. They tell you. And some people would decide to get no insurance. And that's a risk. And they should bear the brunt of that risk. We shouldn't come in and bail them out if they don't choose to get insurance. But they should be allowed to take that risk. It's just like we're talking about evacuation. There is no clear 1 or 0 when you're looking at a hurricane coming down, because nobody knows which direction it's going to go, just like you don't know if you're going to get sick or not. And so the governor will always tell people, hey, err on the safe side, and I want you to evacuate. But there's risks if you evacuate, too. So you have to make your own decision. Should I go? Should I stay? Should I prepare? Whatever. And we're going to talk to Joel Skousen about that later in the show, the man who wrote the book on strategic location, the man who wrote the book on preparation. So you have to think in advance. You have to make preparations, but then you understand that it's still a flip of the coin. And if you're going to stay in a situation like that, then if things get rough, you shouldn't expect somebody to come pick you up afterwards, to risk their lives to come pick you up. That's why the government is always errs on the side of caution. They don't want to have to send out the police and the National Guard to try to risk their lives to save you because you decided to stay behind and you weren't prepared to suffer the consequences. Same thing is true with insurance. If you want to go without it, then you suffer the consequences. And you should be able to make that decision. But you should also be able to make the decision. It's not a 1 or 0 that you're totally uninsured or totally insured. You should be able to decide at what level of insurance you want to have it. It's not a 1 or 0 binary decision. But I think maybe a better analogy with all this would be to say, you know, we're getting poisoned by something. It tastes really bad. And so Lindsey Graham comes along and says, yeah, have some sugar. You want some sugar with that? You won't even notice it. And that's the danger, folks. The danger of continuing to go down this slope. You know, Obama's got his foundation that he's building, his massive monument to himself, and Chicago, $500 million, and they're putting this slippery slope there for people to go sledding in the winter. And that's really what Obamacare is. It is a slippery slope. And so I think the real solution to this is to not go down this road of making this socialism palatable. We need to feel the full brunt of this policy and where it is going. And we need to vomit out the poison that we have in Congress now. People like the GOP who voted to repeal it when they knew that it wasn't going to be passed the desk of Obama. But then when you have a chance of getting this actually repealed, they reverse their votes. We need to get rid of those people. We need to purge those people, not make it palatable, not continue to go down this path. I want to play a clip from Rand Paul. He's absolutely right about this. Here's what Rand Paul had to say.
Well, I think what's going to happen is I think that bill that's laden with pork is going to fail. I think the clean repeal has a chance, but it may also fail. But then I think the process actually gets to what I've been advocating for a long time at that point. We begin constructing the bill from a very small nucleus of ideas that we all agree on. I think we have a nearly unanimous agreement on getting rid of the individual mandate, getting rid of the employer mandate, repealing some of the taxes. I think there's even some agreement on Medicare expansion gradually going to a point where the states pay the traditional share of that. So I think we may find we have more agreement if we start small and get larger. What we were trying to do before was to fix everything under the universe that has to do with health care, and there were too many moving pieces that we couldn't agree to. I think starting small and trying to craft a bill that gets bigger and bigger by consensus might actually be a good idea.
All right, so that's Rand Paul talking about where this is going. What they're offering us is instead of having everything run out of Washington, instead of a one-size-fits-all, we would have 50 different approaches towards socialized medicine because it would block grant this money back to the states. And we would borrow that money from the Chinese or from the Saudis or whoever as we continually go further and further into debt. The difference between what they're proposing and the difference between what happened in Venezuela is just a matter of degree, a matter of time. You will eventually run out of other people's money. You will eventually have the foreign investors or the bankers call your balloon note. When the IMF was doing this under Robert McNamara, when they were going to developing countries, and instead of helping them to develop, instead of building infrastructure and doing things like that, they were encouraging them to create welfare states and then loaning them the money to do that. And everybody criticized McNamara at that time, said you're rent seeking. And that's precisely what the bankers are doing. The Federal Reserve and others, they want us to continue to go into debt. It's a balloon note. They can pull it at any time that they wish. And that is the real danger with this, folks. You know, when we look at the situation that Bernie Sanders is out there, who's more dangerous, a Bernie Sanders or a Lindsey Graham who gives you a spoonful of sugar to make the socialism go down? Bernie Sanders is not as dangerous as Lindsey Graham because, you know, one guy is this sweet little old lady giving you sugar. The other guy is this socialist crank telling us we need to give everybody free everything. And people can see where that's headed. You're going to give all of this stuff to everybody, and you're going to free Medicare for everyone. You're going to leave the borders open. You are going to bankrupt the country, and people can see that that's going to happen, but they don't see what's happening. They call it federalism. It's not federalism. It's socialism. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to this vote that is coming up on the new Republican plan on Obamacare. Isn't it interesting that they've talked about this for years, but they never had a plan? And I mentioned that before. I mentioned it when President Trump had a plan. He had a very detailed plan that was put together by his campaign staff. I'm sure that none of those people ever made it to Washington, unfortunately. Instead, we've got people from Goldman Sachs. We've got people from the military-industrial complex now in Trump's cabinet rather than the people who wrote the excellent position paper on health care, which you'll now have to use the Wayback Machine to find because it's now gone. But I remember what was in it, and it was great. It was a real plan. And I said at the time, we've had the Republicans talking about Obamacare for the longest time, using it to get elected election after election, but we've never seen a plan from them. And I said, if you don't put out a plan, you don't have a plan to do it. You're not going to get it done. So now, after all of this, they hit flat-footed. They didn't do anything. They were giving assurance, according to Steve Bannon. So they told us, we've got this thing handled with Obamacare. We're going to have it done by Easter. We've been around this block before. We know exactly how to do this. They didn't do anything forever. And then they said, oh, gee, well, I don't know. What are we going to do? You got a plan? I don't know. Does he have a plan? I thought you had the plan. Who has the plan? I don't know. And so now here we are after they've taken massive heat from this, and rightfully so, after they're starting to realize that GOP voters see what frauds they are. Now they're trying to pull this thing out of the fire. And you need to understand that this is the cynical manipulation of the GOP voters to pass this Obamacare light. It's just as cynical as what they told you when they said they were going to repeal it, voted to repeal it, and then changed their votes when they actually could repeal it. It's just manipulating you for a political power play. And one of the people who is at the top of this, of course, is Lindsey Graham. He understands that his mentor and twin, his evil twin, John McCain, is not long for the Senate with his health issues. And so he's making his moves to try to consolidate himself, put himself in there as the savior of the GOP. And so he's trying to increase his political capital. They're trying to come out and mollify the GOP voters who realize these guys are a bunch of lying scumbags who never had a plan to repeal this stuff, who don't want it repealed. Paul Ryan was the running mate of Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was put in by the establishment because he had already implemented Obamacare. So he was running against Obama. Obama hadn't put it in yet, but that was exactly the same plan. We were going to get it, whether you voted for an elephant or a donkey, and whether socialism comes to you wearing a elephant suit or a donkey suit, you should still see what it is. Or fascism. You know, that's it's really what it is at this point. It's fascism. But as I said before, we had the National Socialist Party, the Nazis. So no. We're going to try. Fascism is the intermediate step. The end game is communism or socialism, but you know, this, our form of socialism is really a kind of fascism. It's economic control, working with our crony capitalist friends, and then we'll eventually get to the situation where we take over everything, as in single payer. And that's really what is behind all of this. I've got one more clip on what they're going to do with the vote. Before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program, all the programs, as well as InfoWars.com itself, and has funded us for years. It's kept us independent because we are seeing now a massive increase, not only in censorship in terms of cutting down what people are able to pass around, but also an economic censorship. That's what Julian Assange calls it, as they took down even Ron Paul. He said, seriously, you're going to have YouTube, which is run by Google, you're going to have them censor Ron Paul's videos? This is a guy who is a multiple-time presidential candidate, a congressman for a long time. He has important stuff to say about foreign policy, and you're going to label him as too controversial for advertisers to use? That is economic censorship, and we're seeing this going on multiple levels. So we sell these products directly to you. It's a win-win situation. It funds our operation independently, and we provide the very best and healthiest products that you can find out there. We have InfoWars Select Storable Food right now, 50% off with the promo code IRMA or the promo code READY. We also have 50% off the high-quality Super Blue toothpaste products, both flavors, and the mouthwash. We take out the harmful form of fluoride, and we put in nano silver and iodine to fight bacteria, which creates gum disease, leads to tooth loss, and to heart disease. We also have 50% off Caveman True Paleo Formula. It has things like chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and bone broth. And you can get that now in two flavors, chocolate or strawberry, 50% off. And you can get an additional 10% off at checkout with the coupon code REALNEWS. That's 10% off your entire order. Whether you're getting products that are on sale or not, you can get 10% off your entire order at checkout when you enter the code REALNEWS. Let's play this clip about the process going forward and on whether they think this is going to pass, because now this is simply down to a cynical up or down vote as to which people they can twist their arms on, because we're not really looking at you having control of your health care anymore. It's just whether or not it's all going to be controlled by the federal government or whether it's going to be controlled by the state governments. Are they going to have this level of taxation on your health care products, or are they going to take it down a little bit? It's still essentially the same thing. It's just the degree of fascism and eventual socialism that we're going to have. Here's the clip on the prospects for passing.
Routine proceedings under tense circumstances. 4:28 p.m., the Senate floor. Senator McCain approaches Senators Murkowski and Cornyn. After a few moments, Cornyn moves on. We have no idea what they're discussing, but their body language appears emphatic. McCain seems to motion you and I. With prying eyes within earshot, the two move in closer. They continue their exchange as voting proceeds.
Mr. Thune, I.
Just a few feet away, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in a huddle. With him, Senator Lindsey Graham, not only the co-sponsor of this new bill, but McCain's best friend in the Senate. Senator Thune can't help but notice the deep dialogue taking place. Then Senator Burr stops to take a look.
Mr. Sullivan. Aye. Mr. Portman. Aye.
433, still talking. McCain's gestures even more dramatic. Senator Tom Cotton makes his move. A quick hello and what appears to be a hang loose hand gesture before leaving the chamber. Now, where were we? McConnell and Cornyn examined from afar. Cornyn points as McConnell wipes his forehead. Murkowski throws up her hands, the two part ways, and these high school pages may have just gotten a front row seat to a couple of senators deciding the fate of healthcare once again.
Is that the way that we should have our healthcare decided? Should it be done by people who are easily purchased by corporations, by insurance companies, by healthcare providers? Or should we be allowed to make that decision ourselves? I don't care if that little drama that you just heard, I don't care if that is playing out on the floor of Washington, D.C., or if it's playing out on the floor of Austin, Texas, or any other state capital. I need to be able to control my health care. And that's what we were promised with President Trump. You know, I talked about the fact that he had a plan. He had an excellent plan. It was about markets, not mandates. You understand the difference between a marketplace and a mandate? You understand the difference between choice and coercion? You see, in the plan that he put out, we had competition, competition being allowed across state lines. They have used the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, which was set up to stop one state from blocking competition or the exchange of goods and services across a border. And that's precisely what they have done with health insurance. They had the Commerce Clause so that we would have a free trade zone, a competitive zone within the U.S. borders. But instead, we have just the opposite with this. But they use the Commerce Clause to say, we're going to dictate everything to you. We're going to dictate the war on drugs. We're going to dictate gun control. And we're going to do it all under the Commerce Clause. We're even going to tell you which crops you can grow and which ones you can't. We're going to say that's part of the Commerce Clause. But when you have a real application of what the Commerce Clause is about, those are usurpations of power that the Commerce Clause does not allow. They completely invert its meaning. And so what they do is they use the Commerce Clause to shut down competition across state lines. So what President Trump was proposing, and it had been something that had been proposed by a lot of libertarian and conservative think tanks, is we're going to have competition across state lines. You're going to have ownership of discounted health savings accounts and so forth. You could determine what you're going to spend on your health care. You'd be able to set that money aside tax-free, prepare in advance for that, use tax deductions to pay for your health care. Isn't that something we should be able to do? They always tell us how important these things are when they want to take control from us, and yet they will never allow them to be important enough to be a tax deduction or a tax credit. You don't get to deduct very much at all of your health care expenses because they want to retain that. So it gave us competition. It gave us information as consumers, and it gave us ownership. None of that is in any of this bill. This is simply socialism light. It is political, as you just saw. That's the way they're going to control our health care, and it's only going to get worse as we continue to go down this road to socialism.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about the health care vote, the Obamacare light vote that is coming up. It's interesting that Obama is out denouncing the bill along with a TV comedian. Oh, I mean, that's it. We're not gonna make it. Now, they oppose it for a different reason. Obama opposes it because it is his signature bill, the Affordable Care Act, that is set to go up another 18% this year. And we have seen massive increases, spikes every year as they mandate what we're going to do. They tell us we have to buy into this, and yet they won't give you even a tax deduction on your health care expenses. They means tested. They take it as a percentage of your gross adjusted gross income is all that you're allowed to take off. And that's taken off as a deduction. It's not taken off as a credit. I mean, what we had in the plan from President Trump when he was campaigning is like, let's give people health care savings accounts that they can take as credit so that we take care of our health before we send the money to Washington. No. That doesn't give them enough control. If we were to be able to have an open competitive marketplace instead of mandates, if we had ownership, if we had information about different healthcare providers, different insurance providers that we currently don't have, so that we could make intelligent choices with our ownership of our own plans, that would be a real game changer, but they're not going to allow that. So Obama doesn't want that. He likes his bill, and they should own it. And the GOP should own this, the fact that they have lied to us consistently over several elections in order to gain power. Now this is, in my opinion, a cynical move by Lindsey Graham for power to be the savior of the GOP. It is a cynical move to show that they did something. They'll take off one or two taxes, but they'll leave the bulk of it in. As I said before, 10 steps forward into socialism and 2 steps back. But it's still socialism. It's still fascism at this point, and we're moving on to socialism. Jimmy Kimmel is out there saying, this guy, a co-sponsor of the bill with Lindsey Graham, Bill Cassidy, he said he just lied right to my face. Jimmy Kimmel is the one who is lying right to your face on television, telling people that his son, who was born, I think it was a boy, born with some kind of a congenital heart issue. If it wasn't for Obamacare, and if I wasn't, he would have died. He wouldn't have had any coverage. Well, first of all, Jimmy Kimmel is very wealthy. He said, well, yeah, I'm doing this for the poor people out there. But Jimmy Kimmel has insurance. And the insurance, even before Obamacare, would pay for children who were born with issues like that. They would not have died. Even if he was poor, if he had insurance, the insurance would have covered it. So this is not anything that is new to Obamacare. But we see that Bernie Sanders, as I said before, he's not as dangerous, really, as people like Lindsey Graham. They give you a little bit of sugar to make that go down. Lindsey Graham, Bernie Sanders. It's hard to tell the difference between them. But one of them is cranky. The other one is kind of prissy. Instead of taking little mincing steps towards socialism and total government control like we have with Lindsey Graham, we got big grumpy steps being taken by Bernie Sanders, and people see what's going on with that. Bernie Sanders wants to have a new wealth tax. And, of course, all these people now are going to – the people that are offering you universal basic insurance – are going to be the same people that are going to be pushing universal basic income to you. Two flavors of UBI. It's all about welfare. It's all about making you dependent on these politicians. And we just saw them meeting in huddles like that's some kind of a a high school clique or something. Well, this guy's friends with that one. And then this guy comes over and look at the awkward body language between these two guys. Are they going to work this out so that they can control my life? Yeah, they'll work it out so they can control my life. Universal basic income that keeps being floated by the Silicon Valley mandarins who are going to take your job and give it to a robot. They know that you're not, they know that wealth is going to continue to concentrate into their pockets. And so to keep themselves alive, to placate what they call the precariat, the proletariat, that are very precarious in their economic position and also very precarious for them because we may wake up someday and come after them with pitchforks and torches. So they want to give us a universal basic income. And so now we've got these people, they're going to provide you with universal basic insurance while they keep the borders open. Stay with us.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. One last comment about the insurance stuff, then we'll move on to some other news. There was a story out about 5 days ago about the disability backlog. A million people, thousands are dying on the waiting list here in America for Social Security benefits. Does that sound like stories about Britain's National Health Service, about every National Health Service we have seen? People dying on the waiting list. Here we just have it so far with Social Security, but we're going to extend it to healthcare in general, because we're writing checks that we can't cash. And even though we've got a crew of private bankers at the Federal Reserve, and we're going to be talking to Gerald Celente, they just finished their latest meeting. They said that they're not going to raise interest rates, but they laid the groundwork for an interest rate increase in December, saying, hey, the economy is looking really good. Well, the economy is looking good primarily because there is a built-in expectation that there's going to be tax cuts. And that expectation was built in as soon as President Trump was elected. But now we've got a Republican Congress that doesn't want to do anything. And if they don't come through with the tax cuts, then that's going to start to have some economic consequences, because that expectation of economic growth is going to start to decline. So we're going to talk to Gerald Celente about that. We're going to talk to him about cyber currencies because they're all tied together. The cyber currency issue is tied together with people's confidence in these fiat currencies that don't have anything backing them. And, you know, when we had John McAfee on the other day, and he was predicting Bitcoin going to $500,000 in 3 years, he said the basis of that prediction is a collapse of the dollar. Not so much that, because, you know, it's evaluated relative to the dollar, just as gold is evaluated relative to the dollar. So it isn't that gold is going up and down or that Bitcoin is going up and down. It's the people's confidence in the dollar. And there's a lot of factors that we're going to be talking about that with Gerald Celente coming up. And it's interesting, as we're looking at some of the cyber currencies and other issues, now we have yet another big financial hack. The SEC says that cyber criminals have hacked its files and that they may have secret data for trading. Oh, you think they may have secret data? Or do you think that they absolutely positively do have secret data? We have a story from Zero Hedge that kind of lays this out. And it was 2 years ago that this hack began. And they said in May of 2015, shares of Avon products, ding dong, Avon calling. This was their wake up call and they didn't catch it. Okay. All of a sudden, Avon suddenly jumped 20% and investors are stunned. I mean, this is an old company that's around here. This isn't some kind of Silicon Valley company. This has been around for a long time. Why would their shares jump overnight 20%? They said they found out that there was a recent filing that had been uploaded to EDGAR. This is the SEC's public filings database, and this is what was hacked that they have just admitted yesterday, that the EDGAR database was hacked. So there was a filing about Avon that was uploaded purportedly from a London-based, quote-unquote, PTG Capital. Turns out that there isn't any PTG Capital in London. They found that out later. But they put this up and said that a private equity firm was bidding to take Avon private. And so what they did was they hacked into the system and they uploaded a fake file saying that a private equity firm that didn't exist in London was going to buy Avon and take it private. And so some people noticed that. I guess that would be kind of interesting to see that. Investors noticed that. And then as they started looking at this filing, they started to see some suspicious errors. They said they had a lot of spelling mistakes. The firm's own name, a three-letter acronym, was repeatedly misspelled. And so they got the idea that it was fake. After they figured out that it was fake, then the SEC started looking at this. They said they traced it back to a Bulgarian hacker. They said the agency claimed he earned a meager profit of only $5,000 for doing this, but somebody got a lot of money. Because you can pump up a stock like that and then sell it before anybody finds out what happened. So somebody made a lot of money by that 20% increase. And so that was done by a hack into EDGAR's test filing system. Now, they said that they fixed that vulnerability, but now it looks like in August, the agency learned that the vulnerability had been exploited by criminals who used it to make countless illegal trades. And they generated an unknown amount of insider trading profits. So it isn't, as NPR pointed out, they may have been used to create massive secret data for insider trading. No, it was something that actually happened. Of course, you know that's going to happen if they break in, and it takes a long time for the SEC to discover it, just as it took a long time for Equifax to discover it and to make it known. You know, they found out about that hack. They told the SEC it was July 29th. And we didn't find out about it in public for another month. And in the meantime, you had people in Equifax that were executives that were making nearly $1 million worth of trades each, selling off their stuff before the news went public. And they said in their defense, well, these guys didn't know anything about the hack. Interestingly enough, one of the three executives was the guy who ran the IT department. Just admitted massive incompetence there as well, if not criminal action. But then we found out just last day or so that there was a previous hack going back into March. So it was 4 or 5 months earlier, there was another hack of Equifax. So this is the issue. We got 143 million people that have had their identities stolen in the worst possible way. As John McAfee was pointing out, we talked to him, they have more data on you, these credit agencies like Equifax, and it also includes people in Canada and the UK. It's not just Americans that have been hacked with this information. They have more information on you than the government typically keeps, and they have it all together in one nice little package there, your social security number, your name, your address, your phone number, everything, everything. Even your credit rating, so that they know which of you to steal from first. And then this news came out yesterday evening. From The Verge, for weeks, Equifax customer service has been directing victims to a fake phishing site. So it's not only have they been hacked multiple times, not only have they lost the identity of 143 million people, but their customer service has been hacked and is sending people to a phishing site. And then they have the audacity to start charging people for identity protection. This is going to get very nasty. There's going to be a lot of individual lawsuits. We've already had some state attorney generals say that they're going to come after Equifax. There may now be only two credit agencies. Let's hope that the other two are more competent. Meanwhile, a British supermarket is going to offer a finger vein payment. This is the first time this has happened. It's a UK supermarket called Cost Cutter, and they're going to have you put your finger on something. It is going to read the special pattern of veins in there, and that's going to be so secure, isn't it? You have to understand, as we continue to see this biometric stuff pushed on us by Apple, by this British supermarket, and by others, once the computer looks at that and identifies you, your biometric information is simply a file. It's simply a file. There's nothing unique about you anymore. Your face, your fingerprint, your vein pattern in your fingers has been reduced to a set of ones and zeros stored into a file somewhere. Now that can be stolen, just like the Equifax information. So it isn't any more secure if you don't have any cybersecurity of your database. It's just another way of having that there so that you don't carry a card around that can be stolen, but they can still steal your identity in a very, very important way. And so I would suggest that if any supermarket wants my business, they will not require that I give them biometric information in order to pay them. If they require that, I will give them the finger, but it won't be the one that they're looking for. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to take a look at President Trump's strange endorsement, is backing a loser, a big loser, a person who is opposed to the Trump agenda, but is also way down in the polls. We'll be right back. Why is he doing it?
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we got a lot to cover in this segment. The next segment, we're going to be joined by Gerald Celente. I want to talk about the election coming up on Tuesday in Alabama to replace Jeff Sessions, and the strange endorsement of President Trump. And I want to talk about another election and what it tells us about our history. It's going on in Catalonia as they're moving for a vote of independence, a vote of secession. And I think it's very interesting to see how the Spanish government is reacting there. We've seen this before, unfortunately, in our own history, and it's something that may happen in the future, as we have a lot of people in both Texas, conservatives in Texas, liberals in California, who would like to secede because, frankly, the United States has become too large, too diverse to govern out of one place. And Obamacare is one prime example of that. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off our Super Blue toothpastes and fluoride. We have 50% off Caveman True Paleo formula. We have 40% off Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. We have 50% off all Emrex Essentials. That's our organic household products, things like sunscreen, mouthwash, deodorant, bug spray, body wash, shampoo. And whether the product is on sale or not, you can get an additional 10% off your entire order with the coupon code REALNEWS. You enter that at checkout, enter the code REALNEWS, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Whether it is a product that is deeply discounted to 50% or whether it is a product that is not on sale, you can still get that 10% off when you enter checkout the code REALNEWS. Let's talk about what's going on in Alabama, because this election is going to be on Tuesday of next week. And we have polls that show that Roy Moore is still way out in front. It was a lot of people that were running in the first election. Nobody got over the 50% mark. But Roy Moore had about a 16-point or greater lead over the runner-up, which is Luther Strange, the person who is currently the senator there, who was appointed by the governor to take Jeff Sessions' place. And so he had this massive lead. He's still maintaining this big lead. He's got a solid lead over Luther Strange. And it's interesting, when you talk about how Luther Strange became senator, he was in the process of investigating the Alabama governor, who had massive ethical issues and was under investigation for those issues. He subsequently resigned. So here's a guy who is investigating the governor, and the governor appoints Luther Strange to the position of senator, and then the governor has to resign because of the corruption charges. So that's the first warning sign there. Then we had a second warning sign. We had Luther Strange come out and say, I'm siding with Mitch McConnell, and I don't agree with President Trump that we should take some of these issues down, get rid of the 60-vote rule. We should just take them down to a simple majority so we can get something done. That's what President Trump has been saying. And he pushed back against that very hard. He wrote a letter about that. And then that backfired on him with the Trump supporters in Alabama. They said, why are you opposing President Trump? Why are you standing with Mitch McConnell? Why are you obstructing getting anything done? And so then after writing that letter, after being criticized and realized that wasn't going to work, then he comes back and he disavows his own letter. Then we've just found out in this last week that he stands to profit from the EB-5 visa program. This is a program where rich foreigners can buy their way into America with visas. We saw this as the basis of Terry McAuliffe's electric car scam. He was selling millions of dollars to foreigners, mostly Chinese, to buy their way into the country to put money into his phony electric car thing that never went anywhere. They scammed the people of Mississippi who gave them about $6 million worth of subsidies for Terry McAuliffe's company. They want that money back, but of course it was a scam. This is the way rich people buy their way into the country. And Luther Strange, despite his presentation as an immigration hawk, says Breitbart, has a substantial stake in a firm that facilitates visas for rich, mostly Chinese investors and their families. It's a company called Sunbelt EB-5 Regional Center. He holds 1/6 ownership in that. So he's profiting from selling ways to get people in, even though he puts himself out as an immigration hawk. And he isn't. So these two things have come up. And so the question is, are we going to have somebody who supports the Trump agenda like Roy Moore? Or are we going to have somebody who supports the establishment Republicans like Mitch McConnell? Business as usual. We've had people in Congress, Mo Brooks and others, who are conservative have endorsed Roy Moore. We've got Sebastian Gorka, who was just put out of the White House, has formed a new group called the MAGA Coalition. They're trying to get Roy Moore in. We need to have people who are true conservatives. Understand that President Trump is going to be there a maximum of 7 years. What do we do after that if we don't make this a larger movement? If we don't get people in Washington that are really going to support this agenda? That's why I think one of the best things that could come out of this Obamacare failure is to get people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain and others, get them out of Congress. Let people feel the pain. Get these hypocrites out who are staying in this. Now, talk about immigration. It's not just the EB-5, but he refuses to state where he stands on DACA. But in spite of all this, you're going to talk about politics has strange bedfellows. In spite of all this, President Trump has tweeted his support for Luther Strange. And he's going to go down there on Saturday to hold a rally for Luther Strange, the guy who opposes him. This kind of sounds like his cabinet, doesn't it? Putting in a bunch of never-Trumpers into his cabinet. I just don't understand why President Trump is doing this. I know that it is a political play to show support for Mitch McConnell, because as Politico points out, McConnell's mortal enemy may soon be in his caucus. They say bomb-throwing Roy Moore, who's a real conservative. He's somebody who's going to be an independent thinker. He's going to be somebody like Rand Paul or like Ted Cruz or some of the others who will stand on their own in opposing things. I think Cruz is good in the Senate. He's done some good things in the Senate. I certainly didn't support him for president. He's not even qualified to run for president. But Mike Lee is another one. They're independent. They stand for the most part on the side of the Constitution on most issues. Nobody's right on everything. But Roy Moore is going to be somebody who is going to be an independent thinker. He's going to be standing by the Constitution. And they said the three words that are striking fear in Senate establishment Republicans these days are Senator Roy Moore. A Moore victory would no doubt make McConnell's tenuous 52-seat majority even more precarious, because he's not going to just take orders from the GOP establishment. This is Politico talking about this. They say that Judge Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate means the end of Mitch McConnell's reign as majority leader. That is a quote from Roy Moore. So the question is, why is President Trump supporting him? Especially when this guy is a loser. He's way down in the polls. As Trump is going to go down to support him on Saturday, they have moved the venue to a smaller venue than President Trump used in 2016. They're going to Huntsville, Alabama. And in 2016, when President Trump was there campaigning, he had 32,000 supporters and more people waiting outside. But because he's backing this loser, Luther Strange, they have now moved the venue to an arena that has a maximum capacity of 9,000. Why? Why is President Trump putting people who are these Democrat New York bankers in his cabinet? Why is he supporting somebody who is going to oppose him, who is going to side with the do-nothing GOP establishment that are nothing but a beard for the same policies that we see from the Democrats? They're fake opposition. We need to get people in there who are going to be independent, who are going to stand on their own. We need to get people in there like Roy Moore, and I don't understand why he has this strange bedfellow. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there, you have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Keep on flying.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Gerald Celente, no stranger to those of you who listen to Alex Jones' radio show. We've had him on here as well on the Real News. We're grateful to have Gerald Celente back. He's a very well-known American trends forecaster. He publishes Trends Journal. You can find that at trendsresearch.com. Of course, he's a business consultant, he's an author, and he has very accurate predictions about global financial markets, other things of historical importance. He makes the rounds not just of InfoWars, of course, but of things like the Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS Morning News, NBC Nightly News. He's everywhere, and he's on our program right now. Gerald Celente, thank you for joining us.
Oh, I love being on Real News. There's not a lot of it out there. This is the place to get it, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. Now, in Trends Journal, you had an interesting article about cryptocurrencies. I really want to talk to you about that because we've had a couple of things happen in the last couple of weeks. We've seen a massive sell-off in Bitcoin because of comments by J.P. Morgan's CEO, Jamie Dimon. And then it recovered within a few days. So it went from like $4,000 down, I think, to like $3,000 or something, and then recovered it in just a few days. And so the question is, you know, is it going to keep going? I talked to John McAfee. He said famously this summer that he thought that Bitcoin was going to go to $500,000 or within 3 years, or he would eat a part of his anatomy on television. And so I asked him if that was still in the cards, and he said, yeah, and he's basing it really more than anything on the collapse of the dollar. So talk to us about that. The article is, cryptocurrencies, are they flying high or are they fading fast?
Well, the way we look at it, David, is that look what's going on around the world. It's bigger than, again, when you hear a guy like Jamie Dimon, you know, talking about cryptocurrencies not being worth anything. I mean, this is a bankster. I mean, yeah. These are people that, you know, you want to talk about not worth anything. As you mentioned, how about the fiat currencies that aren't worth anything? How about, you know, the $15 trillion worth of debt the central banks built up to prop up the equity markets? How about, David, I've known you a while and you're really a nice guy. I got a deal for you. I have a 10-year bond. And because you're so nice, you're going to buy the bond from me. And in 10 years when I pay you back, I'm going to pay you back less. It's called negative yields. Can't make this stuff up. Doing it in Japan. Hey, you know what? How about negative interest rates over there in European Central Bank? Oh, and who's the European Central Bank head? Mario Draghi. Where's he from before? Oh, the Goldman Sachs gang ran the Goldman Sachs division out of Europe. So the banksters are talking this down because they're the ones that are creating the fraud and the smart people are looking for alternatives. Now, the downside of the cryptos, you saw what happened in China. All of a sudden, they said by the end of this month, they're going to start closing some of the exchanges. And it's going to be harder to do deals with cryptocurrency. Very important. And you guys are the first to hear it. The reason we believe, S&P just downgraded Chinese debt today.
Yeah.
The reason they're trying to stop cryptocurrency is because when cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, really started to skyrocket, when was it? It was when the yuan, the Chinese currency, was down in the toilet. And people didn't want to keep losing their money, so they went into Bitcoin, and that shot the price up.
Yes. So when we look at things, when we look at the Chinese or the Saudis and they're buying T-bills and everything from the Fed, it's not necessarily the government. As you just pointed out, the Chinese government, their debt is exploding just like our debt is exploding. And so they don't want people to move their money into the cryptocurrencies. And that's what people were doing, you know, individual investors who are very wealthy in China, unlike the government that's now starting to run on a deficit just like our government. But these individuals who are doing really well, who are making money unlike the governments, they're looking for places to put their money. And that's why they're trying to find a place where they can get value from it. That's why the cryptocurrencies are out there.
Exactly. So now what we're saying is the yuan has increased over 6% against the dollar this year. Their exports are down. What they're going to start doing is devaluing the yuan. That's the news. And they don't want the people to go into an alternative currency. Look, there's no global growth. And what are we looking at in the United States? We're lucky to get 2%, more of the Obama growth. The Bank of International Settlements is worrying now that if interest rates keep going up, all this debt that's been accumulated, how's it going to be paid back with higher debt? So cryptocurrencies are the alternative. Again, now this is important as well. You're Chinese. You can't buy, you're having a difficult time, I will say, buying cryptocurrencies. What are you going to buy? Gold.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, gold, exactly.
Gold. Mm-hmm. So this is what's going to happen as well. It's going to be a boost to the gold market when it becomes harder for different countries because they could put regulations on at any time. In Japan, by the way, you could go crypto crazy. They're allowing Bitcoin to be traded. So different governments are going to do different things. Now, one other element that no one's talking about. The millennial generation. China, go back to China. Go back to India now. When they, remember they pulled in all the rupees. They made it a cashless society. So you're no longer in God we trust you holding a currency. You're not attached to it. You want the best deal you can get. And that's why people are going to go crypto, and we believe it's a long-term trend with no end in sight.
Well, because it's also transportable. I mean, we talk about, well, if people are concerned about cryptocurrencies, they can go to gold. That's another store of value. But remember, we've had gold outlawed by our own president. FDR did that. And it was famously pointed out by H.R. Meek, and he said, hey, a year ago, if I had a flask of alcohol in my pocket and a gold coin, the alcohol was illegal, but the gold coin was legal. Now, here we are a year later, and the alcohol is now legal, but the gold is illegal. So this is arbitrary prohibition of stuff. We're seeing that from China, as you point out, with the cryptocurrencies. But we also see China and the BRICS talking about moving against the petrodollar. We had Venezuela say, we're not going to accept payment in dollars anymore. We're going to use the Chinese yuan. We're going to use the euro. We're going to use different things. And we've got Russia now saying that they're going to stop using the dollar trade at Russian seaports. And so there is a push by Russia, by China, by others to try to get off the petrodollar to both save themselves as well as to harm the United States as well. So that's another factor that's coming into all of this.
Yeah, and also with China as well, they're now also taking in other currencies and trying to do away with the petrodollar. Mm-hmm. So well, you mentioned that, but also I'm just talking about oil trade in particular. They've made it very clear to Iran as well that you could trade in yuan. We'll give you yuan, but here's the deal. You could transfer it into gold, and you can't do that with the dollar. But the Chinese are going to allow that to happen. So again, yes, you're right. But here's the problem with why the dollar, we still see some elements of strength. Because as I just mentioned today, they're downgrading now Chinese debt. You have a debt to GDP ratio there, 300. So what are they going to use as an alternative? Cryptos.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
Why we keep going back to it and gold. And so,
and when you talk about the prohibition, I think it is harder for them to prohibit something that exists as a cryptocurrency, because it's more easily transferable and transportable across borders. That's one of the key things when you're talking about a cashless society. You don't have a physical thing there like a suitcase full of paper bills or, you know, a suitcase full of heavy gold that you've got to move around. You've got an ID code that you can send around. We're going to talk more to Gerald Celente about financial issues, because this is a real big story. How do you store your value of your money, of your wealth? How do you store that? And it's going to, even if you don't have any money or wealth, it's going to create massive economic chaos if we lose the petrodollar. And there's a lot of big moves about that with the countries that we've just talked about. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight, Real News, and we're talking to Gerald Celente.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out 3 things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number 1, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number 2, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number 3, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Gerald Celente. The question is, cryptocurrencies flying high or fading fast? That's the title of a Trends Journal article that Gerald Celente wrote. And, of course, you can find his Trends Journal to subscribe to it at trendsresearch.com. A very important and interesting subject, because the question is going to affect you whether you have wealth or not. We are enjoying the benefits of a fiat currency here, a bubble speculative currency. We call it the petrodollar. There's multiple moves by Russia, by China, by Venezuela, by Iran, and others to move away from the petrodollar. How do you preserve the value of what you have? And so that's why a lot of people are looking at gold. They look at Bitcoin and other issues. Is Bitcoin or these other cryptocurrencies, are they safe? We saw JP Morgan's CEO say it's dangerous and stupid, and I would fire anybody who trades in this from JP Morgan. And then we hear the reports, so we see it in Zero Hedge. We've heard JPM traders bragging in the pub how much money they've made from Bitcoin. And when that started going around, then Jamie Dimon came out and said, well, that's not us. We're not buying that. We were doing that for our customers. So they're going to do something for their customers. They're telling their customers, hey, this is dangerous too, but we'll help you do that. And so, just like they'll help you get fiat currency. Let's go back. We're going to go back to Gerald Celente, but just real quick. We've got a lot of items that are on sale. 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with the coupon code READY. 50% off Super Blue Toothpaste and Mouthwash. 50% off Caveman True Paleo Formula. 50% off all Emrix Essential Packs. And you can get an additional 10% off your entire order with the coupon code REALNEWS. Put that in at checkout. Enter the code at checkout, Real News, and you'll get 10% off your entire order, even if you're getting those products that are 50% off, or you get it on products that are not on sale. 50% off with the coupon code Real News. Gerald, you know, when we're looking at this, you pointed out in your article in Trends Journal, you said when Jamie Dimon and others are criticizing cryptocurrencies for their lack of intrinsic value compared to other currencies, what fiat currencies are they referring to? You talked about this in the previous segment. So the U.S. dollar, you said, for which the Federal Reserve prints on an as-needed, on-demand basis. When I talked to John McAfee, he said, look, you know, we mine bitcoins. He said, I've got a company that mines bitcoins. It takes us $1,000 in real costs in terms of electricity costs and personnel and the equipment. They've amortized it. It says it costs us $1,000 for each Bitcoin that we mine. We can't just turn on the printing presses like the Federal Reserve. So it's not quite exactly the same thing. And yet people are still concerned. Should they put it in gold? Should they put it in cryptocurrencies? And they're concerned about the manipulation away from the dollar. We've got Russia saying that beginning next year, they're going to make the ruble the main currency of exchange. That was pushed back by some of the shippers who are going to be using those it's going to be at Russian seaports. They're going to push this back. And these guys said, sorry, the ruble is too volatile. And they replied and said, well, if we make it the standard of payment, that will stabilize the ruble. And that's exactly what's been going on with the petrodollar for a long time. It's been this Ponzi scheme, essentially.
Yes, and now they're stuck, David, with this unwinding of all this quantitative easing. So let's put this into perspective. What have they done? They've raised interest rates, what, 3 times over the last 10 years? Mm-hmm. It's still next to nothing. And then if you take the inflation rate, even the fake inflation rate of the government over the last 10 years, what do you got, over 15, 20%?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you're still in negative rates. And all this is number one, it's a war against we the little people, the savers, because we have no place to put our money. Once upon a time, they had a thing called interest rates, and you would put your money in the bank, and you get interest on it. No more. So now.
And they used to have usury laws where they couldn't charge you with credit cards like they do now, you know, 20, 30% or something. They had usury laws, and they actually paid interest, and the spread wasn't that big. But now they pay zero interest rates, or some cases negative interest rates, while they're charging credit card holders 20, 30% or more in interest rates. So it's an amazing racket.
Yeah, and again, you know, it was all this deregulation. I think Carter was the one that started deregulating usury rates. And so what they're going to do is they're still printing cheap money. That's the bottom line. And now the guesses are that they may raise, it's a 70% shot they're going to raise rates in December and maybe 2 times next year. That's not going to do anything to slow things down. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is it's still money not worth the digital paper it's not printed on. And they're just going to keep printing more of it. So yeah. They're still keeping the Ponzi schemes going. Even if they raise these rates a tiny little bit compared to where they were back in, you know, 2006, and they're nowhere, man. So there's still junk money and people want a safer currency. Oh, and then there's the other thing, geopolitical instability. So that's nice to have those alternatives because, you know, if things blow up, at least you got a place to go and get your money, and it doesn't have to be in the bank, which they just closed.
Yeah, that's the thing that's been driving the cryptocurrencies, being independent of these central banks and being transportable to be able to move it around. You know, Gerald, you're talking about the interest rates going up and and how they've done this now three times since President Trump was elected. They're going to do it presumably another three times in a row. It reminds me of the interest rates moves that we saw that caused the pump and dump in the mortgage business as well, because we saw them continually lowering interest rates, leaving them low for mortgages and then raising them and creating that crisis. But now this debt is so much larger and it's spread out with these different governments. And that's what people need to think of when they think of the consequences of what could happen as they start to continue to raise these interest rates. If they got everybody fully loaded with debt, this is something now that is much bigger than just the mortgage market. But we could, so the damage that could be done is far bigger than what we saw with the mortgage market, but it would also include the mortgage market as well.
Oh yeah. Here's a story from Financial Times. Big story. Rate rises threaten global growth, warns Bank of International Settlement. The world has become so used to cheap credit that higher interest rates could derail the global economic recovery, the Bank of International Settlement has warned.
But they're going to do it anyway.
Again, what they're going to do, they're not going to be able to raise them much. So the Ponzi scheme is going to continue, and they all know it. And that's why they're not talking a lot about the how-to they're going to do it. So basically, we believe they're going to keep the Ponzi scheme going, give it different kind of names and what they're going to be doing, but still let that cheap money flow. And again, goes back to why people are going to keep going into cryptos and gold. They're going to have their ups and downs, but we still see it happening for the betterment of people looking for alternatives as their fiat currencies are worth less and less.
And I think it's interesting too, you know, when we look at this recent dip that came out there, you had a couple of different individuals. You had a billionaire investor, Howard Marks, come out and say, Bitcoin is not real. And you had Jamie Dimon say, it's dangerous, it's stupid. And it dropped, lost about a quarter of its value, but then within days it was back. And so I think you are correct when you're talking about this in Trends Journal. You say your ongoing analysis and tracking of a no more cash trend, you say it's one of our top 10 trends for 2017. A global sprint towards digital currency is unfolding and turning into a mad dash. And it's not just a bubble without a cause. It is because, as you just pointed out, people need to have some alternative store of money as we see this shaky fiat currency situation with all the central banks and with the petrodollar now under assault from multiple angles. What they're doing in Russia is a microcosm. They understand what the game has been for the petrodollar for a long time. And they understand that if they mandate that people who come into their ports use the ruble and so forth, they know that that's going to help them. It's going to stabilize them. That's the game that we've been playing with the Saudis for a long time.
Exactly. And again, they're ending it. The more sanctions America puts on different countries, as I mentioned, you have a country like China. This is really a big one where they're saying, no, we're going to take the Russian oil and the Iranian oil and the Venezuelan oil that you're putting sanctions on. But we're going to pay you in yuan, not petrodollars. Oh, and you don't want the yuan? That's okay. You could cash it in for gold. I mean, that's really big news that's not making the news.
So that I think it's kind of funny, Gerald. You know, they all say Trump is going to create a trade war with all this America First stuff. And yet they're the ones who are creating the war against our currency where there's sanctions, aren't they?
Of course. And that's what they're doing. I mean, it is. So they're not going to stop trading. They're not going to go out of business. But again, it's very important. They're trading in their own currencies. Their people in those countries don't want their currencies as their currencies devalue. So again, the average person starts going to cryptocurrencies and gold.
Well, it's been a fascinating interview. It always is with Gerald Celente. And again, if you want to find his Trends Journal, you can find it at Trends Research. .com. Always on top of what is happening. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald Celente.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. Stay with us. We'll have a news break at the top of the hour, right after the break.
After-
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Jeffrey Jackson in the next segment. We'll talk to him about the implosion in the mandates, vaccines. People are starting to realize how dangerous these things are. That's why the lady that we heard, it was actually back in May of 2016. She's a pediatrician, and she was talking about how she couldn't get these people to take their vaccine. She said, the problem is these white people. Maybe we'll just have to kill them all because the immigrants are doing just fine. They do everything we tell them to do. Well, it's people who are looking at what's in these vaccines, and it's that awakening that we're going to talk about because there's more evidence of this happening in other parts of the vaccine industry. And it is a big industry. It's part of the big pharmaceutical industry. So we're going to talk to Jeffrey Jackson in the next segment. I want to give you some news here that I think is very important. This is a story that was on the Drudge Report. Texas parents are told they will be charged and arrested if they walk their children to school. How about that? Isn't that nice? Don't you just love the authoritarian police state that your children are being raised in school? They don't see you as owning your children. Remember, we've heard from Melissa Harris Perry about, or the other way around, I'm not sure what, I forgot her name, but she was the one who famously went on and did the public service announcement for MSNBC. We've got to come to this, we've got to end this foolish notion that your children belong to you. We've got to understand they belong to the community, you know, just like Hillary Clinton, you know, that takes a village to raise the children. They don't belong to the parents or the collective owns them. And that was done in the context of that MSNBC announcement, that public service, a public disservice announcement, was done in the context of saying that means that then we're going to invest in our children's education. So what does that look like? Well, it means that in Magnolia, Texas, walking your child to and from school can now end in your extortion through fines and even in jail time thanks to a new policy implemented by the school's principal. And this is coming from freethoughtproject.com. They said at this elementary school, Bear Branch, parents have learned that they are operating in a police state. They were told they'll be charged with trespassing if they walk their own children onto school grounds. She's threatening to arrest people, said one of the parents about the principal, Holly Ray. They said, this has happened to many parents. They have been cited. They have been threatened. If they step one foot on school property, they will be arrested and charged with who knows what. And Free Thought Project points out the ridiculous nature of this policy backed by the force of the police has now sent some parents running for the door. Good. Finally, what does it take to wake people up? Well, maybe that's the final straw for some of them. One person said, the most toxic thing we can do for our kids is not fighting for truth and justice. This is a parent who took their child out of school. This is another one said that they've, Wendy Jarman has since pulled her children out of school and put them in a private school. Another person, Frank Young, said Mrs. Ray's policy is implying that a parent doesn't have the ability or the capability to decide what is safest for their children and that the school district does. That is something that has been there for a long time. They called it in loco parentis. Going back decades, there was a father who was upset in Massachusetts because they were doing some sex education, and at that time it wasn't, let's change your sex. Don't you think you're a different sex than what you really are? It wasn't that kind of gaslighting, mind control, trying to create insanity throughout our society and uncertainty with our children. No, it wasn't that kind of abuse. I mean, it was just straight heterosexual sex that they were talking to them about, but he said it's not appropriate at this age. Now we've got them pushing transgenderism on kindergarten children. But when he went to talk to the principal about that and said, I don't want my child in this class, they arrested him. And they said, once you bring your child to the school and drop them off, you have surrendered them to the state. That's the doctrine. In place of the parents, in loco parentis. Well, now, in Texas, if you walk your kids there to surrender them to the state and you step foot on their precious ground, they will arrest you for trespassing. They'll call the cops on you. That's the insanity. Get your kid out. Some of these parents are still passively sitting by and doing nothing. That's the amazing thing about this story. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Jackson.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
We're going to be talking now to Jeffrey Jackson. He's somebody that we've covered a lot of his articles at InfoWars. Of course, he is an independent journalist, researcher, investigative journalist, a writer, a voice for health freedom issues. He's on the front line of society's shift towards higher consciousness. And so it's not just at InfoWars, but many people have picked him up. He's recently been featured in the documentary, The Truth About Cancer. You can find him at jeffreyjackson.com. And that's Jackson spelled J-A-X-E-N. So I wanted to talk to Jeffrey about an article that he had on jeffreyjackson.com. Are we seeing a global HPV vaccine fraud implosion? I think people are starting to wake up. There's a worldwide awakening to the fraud behind the vaccine industry. And that's precisely what it is. It's not just with the fraud of Obamacare. This is a fraud that's been perpetrated on the public by Big Pharma and other institutions for quite some time. So joining us now is Jeffrey Jackson. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the awakening of the HPV vaccine fraud, because they've had it mandated a lot of different places. We had Rick Perry, who's now the Secretary of Energy, when he was here in Texas. He tried to mandate HPV vaccines in Texas schools, and people were awake to that fraud. Very quickly, they shut that down. Of course, the guy who was pushing this in his administration, well, there was a guy who worked for him in his administration, then went to work for the people that made Gardasil, and then all of a sudden, we start to get this mandate that we need to start buying the product of the company that his former the guy that used to work in his administration went to work for. So we could see the crony capitalism involved there. But we also saw the health issues, and other people are starting to see the health issues, not just with HPV, but also with other vaccines, aren't they?
Yeah, we could go into hours of discussion with pretty much any vaccine. The HPV vaccine and the flu vaccine are two of the most dangerous, and that's coming from the U.S. government's own numbers as far as the payouts they've given to damages and death. But with the HPV vaccine, it's an interesting thing because the people that are injured and killed, but for the point of making my point, people that are injured can talk. So you give a child an MMR vaccine, they stop talking, or, you know, a NICU baby is hurt. They can be kind of pushed to the side because they can't tell you what happened. But these girls all throughout the world, I'm talking with women and parents all throughout the world, same reactions. And the day before they were okay, now they're in wheelchairs, they're in beds, constant pain. The medical community is totally taken off guard by this. No one knows what to do. The alternative doctors are scrambling outside the system trying to find solutions for these girls. When they put these HPV vaccines into the populations, they give the parents and the medical community no training what to look for the severe adverse reactions, which are a laundry list on the vaccine insert, which are not given to the parents.
Yeah, and of course, these are things that I don't really know what you do when you have an adverse reaction to this to mitigate it, because it's very, very severe and lifelong, the damage that's done by that, right?
Yeah. Well, the country of Japan has done probably the best, and that's not saying much, but the best to help these girls. The country endorsed the vaccine, the HPV vaccine, for all the girls, and then six weeks later, they took it off because of the damage. It was just mounting. They had an inquiry. They had press. They had health ministers, all types of people. And they said, you know what? We're not touching this thing with a barge pole because it's horribly dangerous. And their medical community now is trying to step up to help these girls. And uptake in Japan after that happened went from 80% to less than 1%. We're seeing the same thing happening in Ireland right now and Colombia. Uptake is plummeting because these communities are small. People are talking and they don't want it anymore. So good luck trying to mandate those or force them. Forget about that.
Well, you know, you have in your article, you talk about Colombia in 2012. You said the government made the HPV vaccine free and mandatory. Tell us what happened after it became free and mandatory and they administered it to young girls without informed consent.
Well, much like Ireland, Colombia, they come into the school and they have vaccination day. So they vaccinate all the girls. And in Colombia, they didn't even get informed consent. They just came in and did it. So the parents weren't even told this was happening. On InfoWars, I believe it was a year ago, you played a video of Colombian girls that were going into, you know, seizures, passing out, all in the same small schoolroom. And this was during the HPV vaccination. So the parents surrounded the school, basically did a sit-in, locked it down, and said, we're not leaving the school until you give us justice and you help our daughters. So that sprang to the Supreme Court there in Colombia, and they started lawsuits. And now there's, I believe, 700 girls suing Merck. And also in Japan, same thing happening. Class action lawsuits there.
And, you know, when we talk about informed consent, they will pretend that they have informed you when they give you an insert. And oftentimes they don't typically even show you the insert, right? If you ask for the insert, you'll get a piece of paper with microscopic print on it that is several pages long. And if you get down to the ingredients list, then you start to see some of that stuff. And that's why we had that pediatrician, that Baylor pediatrician that's just surfaced. It was about a year ago, but it just recently surfaced the comments that she was making. And she said, we have these so-called educated people. They're not really educated. They just got this piece of paper on the wall saying that, you know, when she's got the one with a piece of paper on the wall that supposedly gives her the authority to dictate stuff to you. And then to, you know, if we get the issues aside from racial stuff, because she was saying, well, the immigrants do what we tell them to do, but the white people don't, so we got to kill all the white people. What she's essentially saying is, we've got to kill anybody that refuses to do our medical mandates without informed consent, because they're really not informing people. That's just a kind of like when you sign up for a piece of software and before you use it, they give you this long agreement and you have to say, okay, I agree to that. And then you start, nobody reads those agreements and nobody reads the inserts on the vaccines.
Your interview yesterday with John Rappaport was brilliant. I would tell anybody to go listen to this interview. And John said it brilliantly. If this woman was on a street corner saying, kill all whites or whatever she said, she is crazy. And people would walk past her and laugh in her face and probably try to get her committed. Yet because she has that degree on her wall, she can talk like this. And now she has the backing of the state. Informed consent is dead. Don't make any illusions. Anybody out there working within the mainstream medical community or people that understand this idea, informed consent is dead. It's died long ago. We need to get this back. There's doctors in the U.S. that are coming out and speaking out of the tragedies they're seeing. You broke one of the biggest health stories last year with Michelle Roughton from Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines when she was coming out and saying the NICU units, when they give these kids the shots, they already have the respirators lined up because of the toxic overload just shuts down the respiratory system.
Yeah, she was saying, we know what's going to happen. We got these preemies, and we're going to give them we know what happens when we give premature kids, and they're counting their age as at the time that they were, quote unquote, born, but they're premature, so they still don't have a developed immune system. So she said, we know all these different things are going to, so we got it ready, because they're going to go into arrest here, so we're going to try to revive them, but we're going to do it anyway. And that was the amazing thing. And she was with an organization, Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines, because as people wake up, as people start to see this damage and they've tried to hide it from people by creating the vaccine court. Most people don't know what's in the vaccines. They don't read the inserts and they don't know that there is an entire quote unquote vaccine court, that secretly shuts down, so it doesn't go public so that people don't have big class action suits. They say you can't sue the vaccine companies. We're going to take it over here to this court. If you know about it, you can tell them about the damage and they may give you, award you some compensation for that damage, but we're not really going to tell anybody about that.
Yeah, the big dirty secret on that is there's a book called Vaccine Court by Wayne Rohde, and he goes into the most exhaustive, thorough description of this court. It is the most highly adversarial court towards – it's a kangaroo court. It's abusive towards the people that try to get litigation. Less than 1% of the adverse reactions are even caught by the reporting system in the first place.
And I want to hear more about the details of that secret vaccine court, because you know that it's not a real court. You know it's a kangaroo court. You know that you're not going to have a real trial with the jury and so forth. That's why they created it. They don't want anybody to even know about that court. And even if you know about it, it's still going to be a kangaroo court. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Jeffrey Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Jeffrey Jackson. Just before we went to the break, he started talking to us about the secret vaccine court. Many of you may not even know that such a thing exists, but you don't know how it works. He's going to explain a little bit more to that about how that works to us when we go back to him in just a moment. Before we do, I want to tell you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com that fund this program, that fund everything that we do here at InfoWars. It keeps us independent. We all know that there is massive censorship of content out there, but there's also economic censorship. That's what Julian Assange called it when he was talking about the demonetizing of many people, including Ron Paul on YouTube. It is economic censorship. And so what keeps us independent of that are the products that we sell that help you to protect your health, protect the health of your family. Things like the ProPure King water filter, 30% off. It filters out inorganic, organic contaminants, bacteria, things like I was talking about at the beginning of the program, glyphosate. And now we have a new form of it as they're mixing it in with a new chemical herbicide, Dicamba. They're getting the Dicamba drift, as they call it. So it's now being carried by air. And of course, when they spray that, it's going to get down into the groundwater. You don't even need to be living in a rural area where there's farms. It can happen as people treat their lawns with this, because both of those things are now being picked up by the chemical companies that will treat lawns in many suburban areas. So protect your family. You never know what's going to come in. Look at the people in Flint, Michigan. They didn't know that lead was being put in their water until they started seeing the symptoms in their children. So protect yourself. Be proactive. You can get the ProPure King, the large water filter there, 30% off. You can also get 50% off many different items. Emmerich's Essentials, our household organic products, 50% off. We have 50% off the toothpaste and mouthwash products. Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. We have 50% off Caveman, the true paleo formula with chaga mushroom and bone broth, among other ingredients. You can get that in any flavor, 50% off. And at checkout, you can get an additional 10% off with the code REALNEWS. At checkout, enter the code REALNEWS to get 10% off your entire order, whether the product itself is already on sale or if it's a non-sale item. At the current time, you can get 10% off at checkout with the code REALNEWS. Jeffrey, as we're going to break, you started talking about the secretive vaccine court. Of course, that was put in under the Reagan administration because the big pharma people demanded it. They said, we're not going to be able to sell any vaccines because we're having so many lawsuits. They're going to shut us down. It's not going to be profitable for us to do that. All right, we'll take care of it. We'll set up a separate vaccine court. We won't tell anybody about it. And tell us how that works, if you even know about it, to go there if you've been damaged by a vaccine.
Well, the big question is, how do you know if you've been damaged by a vaccine? There's no public commercials talking about the injuries that people don't learn about it in med school and nurses don't know about it. So first of all, no one even understands what vaccine injury is. And these vaccines are not tested. Some of them are tested for less than a month. So even if we don't even know what the long-term adverse reactions are. So the vaccine court, yeah, like you said, it was set up by Reagan in 1986. And to date, the vaccine injury compensation program has paid out over $3.7 billion. So there goes safe and effective. There goes safe for sure. No, vaccines are not safe. This is provable. The flu shot alone, anybody thinking about the flu shot this year, please beware. I've noticed globally in developed countries, they're making a big effort to push this thing. So I'm watching for some type of like H1N1 false scare. But the flu shot alone, I have the numbers in front of me here, 2014 to 2015, increased 1,000% from $4.9 million to $61 million in payouts for death and damages. In the U.S., the flu shot is one of the most deadliest shots you can get and crippling.
Yeah, and of course, we know that it increases the incidence of flu with people. But you're talking about people not even knowing that they've been damaged by a vaccine. We've had an exception to medical marijuana here in Texas. It's still illegal, but they made kind of a little bit of a crack in it because they had so many people who had been damaged by vaccines. They don't know that they've been damaged, but they're having these epileptic seizures, these recurring seizures, and they found that the only way that they can control that was with marijuana. So we had some parents who would go to Colorado and so forth, but they couldn't afford to stay there. So they talked to their state representative. He got this pushed through as an exemption. And a lot of these people don't even know the source of where that is coming from. We know about it, but they're looking at the solution and say, won't you let people use medical marijuana because we know that it is the only thing that is effective in terms of controlling these continuous seizures. We know that a lot of people have been damaged. They're having those seizures because they've been damaged by vaccine. So that gets us to the point where a government can mandate the vaccine that causes this damage, but then they can prohibit the substance that is the only effective treatment for it. If we are slaves of the state, they can force any kind of treatment on us or withhold any kind of treatment from us. They can force any kind of drug on us or they can withhold any kind of drug or treatment from us.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about a lot of scary stuff here for some people, but this is information. And simply, all you have to do is not take the shots. The oversight is broken. Informed consent is not there until the government or the medical community revolts and cleans this up. You do not have a right to take that shot. And if they continue to push this like they're doing and doubling down and talking about forced vaccination, I talked about this with Leanne last year when Senate Bill 277 in California went through that required all school kids to get vaccines and withdrew their exemptions and religious beliefs. If they keep pushing this, we're going to see medical disobedience on a wide scale. Autism right now is 1 in 68 by the CDC's numbers, which if we can believe them. And clearly not every one of those cases is vaccine related, but there are some issues with the vaccine and the MMR vaccine and autism. So those are all caregivers. So they're not out in the streets marching. So if this was the 1960s and they weren't caregivers, you would see every city swamped. You would see hospitals surrounded when vaccine injuries start happening. But these people are full-time caregivers for their vaccine injured children who are now adults. So we have won the narrative online though, because we take to online and we have destroyed them online.
Well, you talk about California because that's ground zero for the movement for mandatory vaccines. And yet we have seen, in just the last week, we've seen bills there to decriminalize people intentionally infecting people with HIV and AIDS. Because HIV and AIDS has got, there's a disease with civil rights. But of course, vaccines are also a drug with civil rights because they can intentionally inject you with that and there's no consequences for it. I mean, that's the hypocrisy that we're seeing.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the reasons they might have done that, there's a woman named Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's one of the unsung whistleblowers. I would love to see InfoWars have her on. She worked for the National Cancer Institute. She found that the vaccines were contaminated with retroviruses. Retroviruses cause immune deficiencies in people, which that is what AIDS is acquired immune deficiencies. So this is another big subject. I know it's not even relevant for me to get into it because I'm not an expert, but she has a book called Plague. It tells all about it. And this is another layer on top of the toxic adjuvants of, you know, mercury, aluminum that we have to worry about in these
vaccines.
Well, it
all comes full circle, you know. So we have these politicians who say, well, we're going to force vaccines on you, but then we're not going to punish the people who intentionally infect other people. Or the open borders are very important to them. So they say even though they've got a massive hepatitis A outbreak in San Diego and they're washing the streets with bleach, they're going to say, well, we're going to pretend that there's not any issue here, even though they know that that's one of the biggest risk factors. Thank you for joining us, Jeffrey Jackson. You can find him at Jeffrey Jackson, that's JAXEN.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven
to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I wanted to get Joel Skousen on because of the massive evacuation that we saw in Florida. This is exactly what he warned about in his book, Strategic Relocation, The North American Guide to Safe Places. We saw that here at InfoWars. And we talked to Joel Skousen. Any of you who listen to InfoWars, you've heard Mr. Skousen many times. Of course, he's a political scientist by training. He specializes in philosophy of law and constitutional theory. But it's also his design of high-security residences and retreats. So he has a secure home. But where do you put a secure home? Do you put it in Florida where you can't get out? And we have just now seen that with the biggest evacuation I think that we've ever seen in American history. Over 6 million people were trying to get out of an area. They said a hurricane's coming. They sent most of them to an area where the hurricane actually then changed direction and went to that area where they sent them. So you have to think about where you're living. You have to think about, are you going to have a place to evacuate to, a place to bug out to in case there's a natural disaster, in case there's some kind of a man-made disaster, political disaster, war, whatever. Are you going to have a secure home? Are you going to have a secure place to go to? Are you going to be able to get there? That determines where you're going to live. So joining us now is Joel Skousen. You can find him at joelskousen.com. Also, worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Skousen.
Well, thank you, David. It's a timely subject we're discussing.
Yes, and I remembered, you know, when I saw everybody backed up on the highways, a lot of them running out of fuel on the road. I said, well, Joel Skousen told us so. He told us about 10 years ago. He wrote a book on this, and here it is, exactly what he said was going to happen. Florida is exhibit A of what can go wrong, isn't it?
Well, Florida is a zero-rated state, 1 through 5, zero-rated state in my book. And most of the states that they evacuated people to are ones or twos at best because of several factors. One of which is the fact that there's only two major routes out of Florida, a very long state with millions of people down at the south, and they only have two routes to get north. And one of the ironic things is the state highway commission was still running lane closures during the evacuation. They didn't stop the construction and open up the lanes. It was just unconscionable.
Yeah, we see that around here in Austin. I mean, they have one place here in Austin close to the airport, and it was under construction for quite some time before I moved here. I've been here for 5 years, and it's still not anywhere near complete, and I never see anybody working there, but it's a construction zone, and they will hand you tickets if you go through there. And we see that with every state, just this perpetual construction that never gets finished, and they never increase the capacity of the roads, and that's the issue. There's not enough capacity. There's not enough roads going north in that very, very long state. And of course, it was hitting the people who were the southernmost part of Florida, and they couldn't get out of there.
And that's not going to change in the future. They're not intending to put another third freeway. It's a very narrow state. And, you know, politicians can't justify that kind of expenditure when they think, well, a hurricane happens, you know, once every 10 or 15 years. Of course, they're happening much more often. We're going to get two in a row now here. But it speaks to the fact that, as I point out in Strategic Relocation, your biggest enemy in any crisis at all is population density. Mm-hmm. Meaning when you've got a high level of support of government services and suddenly you've got no power, and that's what we're seeing happen every place now, where a major disaster is, the power is the first thing to go. If it lasts more than 3 days, people really start to go berserk. You know, there's no reason for anyone to have to go to the store in anticipation of a hurricane. They should be keeping at least a week or two supply of everything in the home. They should have water stored. I mean, how many times does a hurricane have to hit before people get the message that you need basic supplies of food and water all the time? And it's not expensive to keep an extra supply of water. You can at Costco buy a whole jug of water bottles for a very token price. Everybody should have, for a long-term crisis, which they're facing in Puerto Rico now, a Brookie water filter, something that doesn't require electricity or water pressure. And I know you guys sell the big Brookie, I believe, but it is, I've got one of these things, and it's just really great and great tasting water. Everybody should have a camp stove for cooking in an emergency with a few propane bottles to last them. The five, you know, the barbecue type bottles can be converted to hook into camp stoves. Everybody should have a generator and some fuel stored. Or at the very least, you know, there are some of these small portable inverters with built-in lithium ion batteries now. The top seller, I believe, is the iEnergy, instead of energy, it's with an iEnergy Kodiak. This is a 1600 watt inverter with a lithium ion battery. I've got one of these things. Every time the power goes out, I simply plug my internet and my television into this little unit, and I've got internet again, and I've got, you know, power. And it only weighs 20 pounds. I mean, you can stick it in a car. You can take it with you.
Yeah. And some of those, you can hook them up to some portable solar panels and that sort of thing, you know, to take around that are not going to be exposed to the weather outside. But, you know, in Florida, even if you have solar panels, even if you could protect them and they're not damaged from the storm, Florida Power and Light has spent a lot of money, millions, legislating mandating that you cannot have this under your own control. You can only have solar panels if they are hooked up to the grid, and you have to disconnect them. So even if your solar panels are not connected, you have to disconnect them so they don't get a dangerous feedback down the line when they're working on it. But you can't flip a switch and then run your house off of those solar panels. They don't allow that. They even put a padlock on the panel. They can shut it down anytime they want, and they make sure that you cannot redirect that into your house. That's the amazing thing. But you talked about the water. I remember growing up in Florida, whenever somebody would say, hey, there's a possibility, because they don't know exactly when or where a tornado is going or hurricane is going to hit. If there was a possibility of it, we would fill up our bathtubs with water. We didn't even have the good filters. I mean, it was just like, hey, this is going to be an emergency supply. You clean the bathroom out, the bathtub out as much as you can, and you store water in it. But now everybody runs down to the store at the last minute trying to get bottled water. And we saw it triple in price on Amazon and other things. I mean, the next thing they're going to do is run down to the store and get their canned air, because we've already got people now selling canned air just like out of Spaceballs. We talked about that at the beginning of the program. But that's the insanity. People will not get just a water filter, gravity feed water filter.
That's right. And, you know, I what I'm concerned, though, is that people have a very short memory. It wasn't that many years ago, maybe 10 years ago, when you had Hurricane Andrew devastate Florida. And yet you'd think people would realize this is not a good state to locate to. But people have very short memories for things. And, you know, I've had strategic relocations been out since its first edition, since just before the year 2000. So it's been out an awful long time. And, you know, I've sold a lot of copies of it, many thousands of copies. And a lot of people have taken my advice and moved to other areas. But other people continue to move into high danger, high population areas or low lying areas like Houston. You know, people don't think of the long term consequences without electricity, without air conditioning in Florida and in Houston. These areas are unlivable for most people.
You know, Joel, I was talking to Roy Spencer. He's a meteorologist, and he was pushing back against the idea that the alarmists are pushing, saying, hey, look, these storms are getting bigger and bigger all the time. He says, they're not getting bigger, but you're seeing bigger dollar damages because you've got more people moving into those areas and building houses in areas just like you're talking about that are very dangerous and have a high risk. And so you're seeing the dollar amount of damage going up because you're seeing the population density increasing and you're seeing the construction value increasing in those areas. But the storms are still coming through. There hasn't been any increase in frequency or intensity, but there's been a big increase in population density, a big increase in the expense that people are going through to put these homes in there. And that's the real issue.
And one of the reasons that's happening, perhaps the prime reason, is because of federally subsidized flood insurance and storm insurance. And it's made it even worse now because President Trump has given in to the mantra that victims have to be bailed out and the federal government's the only one that can really do that. When you bail these people out, that means they're going to move back.
Yeah.
A good percentage of people would not move back to Houston, would not move back to Florida if, in fact, there was no federal bailout.
Excellent point, Joel. And of course, then they use that as saying, so therefore we got to raise the debt ceiling. We can't even cut foreign aid, as Rand Paul had talked about. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen. You can find him at joelskousen.com or worldaffairsbrief.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body.
The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and when you saw the evacuation of Florida, it looked like a wagon train, didn't it? That was about the speed at which the traffic was moving out. Joel Skousen is joining us now. He warned everybody about this in 1998. He wrote Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. As he pointed out, he rated different locations in North America from 1 to 5. And Florida was a 0 because there's no way out. And we just saw that illustrated to us in spades. And so we're going to talk to Joel now about what people really can do, where they should be, what they should do, some positive information about how you can prepare. And as he was talking, and we were talking in the last segment, he said there's no excuse for people not having a clean source of water, getting some kind of a water filter or something. Now is a great time to stock up on our biggest water filter, the ProPure King water filter, 30% off. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. It will take out 99.9% of any organic, inorganic contaminants. It'll take out bacteriological things that you need to filter out of your water. As I pointed out, we would always, back in the day before we knew all the different things that were in tap water, we would fill our bathtub with tap water after cleaning it out if we knew a hurricane was coming in Florida. And you would use that as a backup source. And we didn't pay that much attention. People are starting to understand how they need to filter their water now. It's not just the fluoride, but it is also the other things that come in incidentally, accidentally, unknown, whether it's lead in Flint, Michigan, or whether it's contaminants in a rural area or even a suburban area that get in the groundwater supply. You need to always be proactive and clean your water, but a gravity feed water filter is going to give you a clean source of water as long as you have set it up in mass amounts. You don't need to run down the store and try to empty the shelves of bottled water. Also, a storage of food. As you point out, there's no reason not to have several days worth of food for your family at the very minimum. And right now you can stock up on InfoWars Select Storable Food. It has a shelf life of 25 years. It's made in the U.S. It's got great packaging that not only protects it for 25 years on the shelf, but after you break that seal, you can reseal it for short-term reuse. And you can get it now 50% off with the promo code READY. That's 50% off with the promo code READY. We've got a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com that are 50% off, 40% off, and you can save even more if you put in the code REALNEWS when you check out. You can get 10% off your entire order at checkout when you enter the code Real News. Let's go back to Joel Skousen. Of course, you can find him at joelskousen.com, also at worldaffairsbrief.com. Mr. Skousen, tell us some of the positive things that people can do. We've talked about how bad it is to try to get out of Florida. As we saw the slow-moving lines, and you mentioned they would not even get rid of the construction zones. After they put in mandatory evacuation, they wouldn't even close down one side of the road. So we're looking at this overhead view as you were talking of the long wagon train of people trying to get out, creeping out. And on the other side, you've got one or two cars going in the other direction. You would think that they would at least shut that down, let people travel in both directions to get out of the bottleneck, but that didn't even happen. So where can people go that is going to be a better location? First of all, I guess it would be somewhere where they don't have regular storms like that coming through, right?
Well, that's right. You know, realistically, a lot of people say, well, I can't move because my job is in South Florida. But a lot of people do have choices. You know, when you retire, everybody thinks, I want to go to where it's warm and sunny. But that is antithetical to security. You really ought to be most concerned about your security in your retirement so that you don't have huge expenses. But, you know, moving to a place that's warm and sunny is where all the soft people go. You want to go to a place, and many, many places in the United States, where it is reasonable and comfortable retirement without being in the soft zone, whether it's the extreme heat of Arizona or the tropical climate of Florida. But if you must, for job purposes, be in a high-density population area, in strategic relocation, I do dedicate quite a bit of print time to explain to people how to relocate within the metropolitan areas so that you're safer. For example, in low-lying areas of Houston, there are places that are 10 or 12 feet higher, and believe me, 10 or 12 feet higher than the rest of the low-lying community does make a difference. They didn't get flooded during Harvey.
Yes.
There are places in Florida, you know, that are 20, 30, or 40 feet higher than the rest of the low-lying places. And those are something that you can look at, not just where's the cheapest house, and the cheapest house is going to be in the, generally the least secure areas.
Let me interject something here, because when we went to New Orleans, my wife and I, we were told in by a guide there, they said, you know, when they first settled the area, they had some people tell them the area that is now the French Quarter. The Indians that were there, I think, said, build here. If you build here, it won't flood. It never floods. And they said it hadn't flooded even when they had Katrina go through. So, like you point out, just a few feet worth of difference. And it doesn't seem like it's any higher than the rest of the area, but there are areas that typically don't flood in an area that is prone to flooding.
That's right. And the other big thing that you can do is choose housing at the periphery of a metropolitan area, not in the deep center or where you get trapped into having to get out with the traffic flow that is now a traffic jam. In other words, you know, you had 5 days notice to evacuate in Florida. And so you, even then with 5 days notice, you had long lines. Now, if you had an instant crisis, such as what happens with war or an EMP strike, when there's panic happening, your chances of getting out are almost nil, unless you're the first one out of Dodge. And that mm-hmm. means you're at the periphery. And so there is something to be said for, you know, getting out in a way. And I also talk about the fact that in large metropolitan areas, you have these beltways that go around. Those are like moats, meaning that you can't get past that beltway except at an entrance or an exit of that generally. But as I point out in my book, there are, if you look at Google Maps, you can find 4 or 5 places in every beltway where you have an over or underpass that does not correspond with an exit or an entrance to the freeway. And that means you can zip past that freeway barrier without confronting loads of traffic that are blocked up trying to get on or off the freeway. So those are some real key points that I show for people who have to stay within a metropolitan area of how to prepare. And, of course, you need to, of course, have your car fully loaded, or at least always with a half tank of gas, or have fuel storage that you can load your car up without getting in those. I mean, how are you going to get out of town fast if all of a sudden there's 100 cars at the gas station and they run out of gas or there's no electricity, they don't take credit cards? It's also important to have cash on hand. I mean, gold and silver never came into play in terms of Hurricane Harvey or other things. The most recognizable form of currency, of course, is cold hard cash. And so you should keep a couple of months of cash secret away in your home so that you can leave and buy your way out or through things with cash.
That's great. Yeah, that's great advice. And you're talking about keeping extra fuel on hand. I know it's kind of funny. You know, you had Tesla say, we're going to unlock a little bit of extra range for you because we can, you know, we've locked that up with software. So we're going to give you a little bit more battery life to get out. And I thought, well, that's great. So instead of 200 miles, you got 250 miles. And then what are you going to do? You're going to start looking around for a recharging station and sit there for 8 hours before you can get another 200 miles. So there's a lot of things like that that you can think about ahead of time. Make sure you got a vehicle that's got long range, maybe can hold extra fuel there. But it's basically kind of situational awareness that you're talking about when you're talking about routes out of town. We would talk about that as being situational awareness, knowing where you're going to go, and maybe also, if you've got the money, to have a place to go to, because a lot of these people didn't have anywhere to go once they got out of town.
That's right, and the hotels were filled for, you know, clear up into Georgia. It was very, very difficult, and so it is important to have a retreat location, even if that's with a family or friends or relatives. Now, let me make one major point, though. A lot of people say, I can't move because my job is in a major metro area. Well, you know, that's maybe true in the very short term, But if you take a long-term approach at your employment and say, all right, in the next couple of years, I want to find employment somewhere else, or I want to transfer within the company to another area that's safer, you'd be surprised how many people, if they really dedicate it, can find work or similar jobs in other areas that are safer. So don't get locked into this mindset that I can't move. You really can. And eventually, what I'm saying in my book, because war is really the big threat that's going to impact your security in a major way, you know, you're going to have to move someday under very exigent circumstances. And so it really is better to sacrifice, to try to work it out where you move before a crisis happens. Because when war happens in the United States, we'll be attacked someday. Believe me, you're going to wish you weren't in a high-density metropolitan area.
Sage advice. Listen to Joel Skousen, because he warned people about Florida 10 years ago. And now we have seen that happen. And what he just said about war and other issues is very important. You can find his books, The Secure Home, Architectural Design, Construction, Remodeling of Self-Sufficient Residences and Retreats, How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home, and Where Do You Put It? That's called Strategic Location. JoelSkousen.com, WorldAffairsBrief.com, and that's it for today's program. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Skousen. I'm David Knight with Real News. Alex Jones is next. Stay with us.